Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Please sit. So a few weeks ago, Ben, my youngest son, gave to us Alexa. I think children like to give parents anything mechanical so that they can spend the rest of their days confused about what to do with them. Anyway, he gave us generously Alexa. And in case you don't know, Alexa, according to Amazon, is an intelligent voice recognition and natural language understanding service. So now you know. It's this little box, and you can ask it any question, as long as it begins with her name. And she will answer questions, she will play you music. Now and again, actually, she bursts into speech as if there's some unheard presence around that's getting her to talk, but that's life. So yesterday I said to Alexa, "Alexa, what is God the Holy Trinity?" And her immediate response is, "I do not know that one." Now, what she should have said is, "I do not know that three in one," but that's too much. But maybe that's the sort of common response from most worshippers on Trinity Sunday. If they were put on the spot and they were to say, "Tell me about the Holy Trinity," and they would respond, "I do not know that one." I understand that centuries ago, according to a church theologian, Gregory of Nyssa, centuries ago, if you visited a local marketplace, you would find yourselves immediately embroiled in Trinitarian debate. He writes in his letters, "If you ask someone to give you change, he philosophizes about the begotten and the unbegotten. If you inquire about the price of a loaf, you are told by way of reply that the Father is greater and the Son inferior." Well, times have changed. And Shaw's and Stop and Shop do not offer the same opportunity for theological debate. Maybe, if we dare to think for a little while about God the Holy Trinity, we remember what Churchill once said of Russia. "A riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma." Isn't that the Trinity? A riddle in a mystery, in an enigma. And yet, friends, there's something about Trinity Sunday that really energizes me. Our lections for today speak about God, the Holy Trinity, in ways that are engaging and exciting, crucial and consummate, profound and prolific. Today we celebrate what C.S. Lewis describes as the eternal dance in the Godhead. In Mere Christianity, Professor Lewis writes, "In Christianity, God is not a static thing, not even a person, but a dynamic, pulsating activity, a life, almost a kind of drama, almost," he says, "if you will not think me irreverent, a kind of dance." And friends, you and I are being continually invited by God the Trinity to join them in this eternal dance. As Lewis Carroll once wrote, "Will you, won't you, will you, won't you, won't you join the dance?" At our best, we want to experience worship that will strengthen us in times of disaster, despair, and disappointment. Thus it was for the prophet Isaiah. Those opening words in the year that King Uzziah died are very important. The king was a great paragon of righteousness and strength. And when he died, everybody began to despair. But it was worship in the temple that rescued Isaiah from despair. We want, even at 8 o'clock, we want to experience worship that will shake us to our deepest core and make us new. And thus it was for Isaiah. as his vision becomes cloudy, as his ears are pounded, and his very being is shaken. And what we want, friends, is delivered to us by our triune God. Holy, 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 the angels cry. And Jesus takes up this theme in John chapter 4, for he says, we come to worship the Father in spirit and in truth, the Word. At our best, we want to experience a salvation that will set us free from sin and shame and guilt and set us free for life and love and laughter. And what we want is delivered to us by our triune God. For as we read in those so dearly beloved words of John 3:16, God so loved the world, the Father, that he gave his only Son. And the experience of salvation is constantly made real, made known to us by the Holy Spirit, who blows where he wills. But this morning, it is on my heart to share with you that at our best, we want to be rescued from what has been called the three greatest fears. The fear of being abandoned, unworthy, and unloved. And what we want is again resoundingly, completely, effectively delivered to us by our triune God. And so St. Paul in Romans chapter 8 waxes lyrical as he describes the Holy Spirit invading our deepest being, bringing order to the most complex of our experiences and enabling us to cry with absolute confidence to the Creator, Abba, Father. What a connection to have and to know, to offer to other people, that the one who has made us is as close as the most perfect of parents. And if ever we find ourselves perplexed by the nature of God, our father, mother, parent, Jesus says to us very simply, he who has seen me has seen the Father. The Spirit invades the very deepest part of our psyche. And to the degree that we allow the Spirit to be resident in us, we will know that joy and delight of saying Abba, Father, with confidence and gratitude. God offers him, herself, no longer as distant and disinterested and disengaged, but rather as near to us as is our closest friend, concerned about us and engaged with our lives. The three great fears: being abandoned, being unworthy, being unloved. And God in Trinity, from and to eternity, is at work to banish and to eradicate, to disempower, to make feeble those horrible, wretched, psychic, and perennial fears that beset us so often. In his book, Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill Wilson writes this. This is the how and the why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. Next, we decided that hereafter in this drama of life, God was going to be our director. He is the principal, we are his agents. He is the father, we are his children. This concept, he says, was the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which we marched to freedom. The triune God we worship today creates this triumphant arch, draws us through, propels us forward to know our Creator as Father, expressed in Jesus and experienced in the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.